This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Tuesday, May 14th. Well, we had a big day in the wheat markets yesterday, sharply higher. That pulled corn and soybeans along with it somewhat. Soybeans couldn't hold on to their gains, and they basically closed unchanged. Corn tagged along with wheat for a while. It couldn't quite hang on to its gains, all of its gains at least, and closed up about 3 cents. But wheat, we had Chicago up 23, Kansas City up 27, Minneapolis up 18. So very impressive day coming out of the weekend, where on Friday we were strong, but we couldn't quite break above some key previous swing highs in Chicago. And the market closed on its high for Friday, but not able to break above that resistance. So it kind of left us hanging for the weekend. Is it going to be able to get some follow-through on Monday? And indeed it did. We still have weather issues going on in Russia, which really has become the primary driver of this wheat rally. Kansas is still an issue, but that dry area is shrinking, and the forecast does call for rains to come into those dry western Kansas, eastern Colorado, Oklahoma Panhandle areas. For Russia, last week they had some freezes, which apparently did some damage to some of the winter wheat, but it was primarily focused on rapeseed and sugar beets. It looks like those spring crops can be replanted. Winter wheat would have to go to spring wheat, obviously. So there is some concern that perhaps you're going to see a notable drop in production coming out of Russia. ICAR, which is a Russian analytical agency, they did lower their Russian production yesterday morning, took it down to 86 million tons, which was down 5 million from their previous estimate. So that compares to USDA on Friday, which pegged Russian production at 88. So some of the private guys were already going lower than USDA. ICAR also lowered Russia's export expectations, took them down 3.5 million tons to 47 million tons. USDA has Russia at 52. So I would think the boots on the ground over in Russia would have a better assessment of what's going on there. And of course, USDA was not factoring in those freezes in their crop report. So already we're going to be seeing Russian production and exports most likely being below what USDA's projections are. Now, when you look at the price action, Chicago has been the leader in response to these issues going on in Russia, and that's not a big surprise, even though yesterday Kansas City was stronger than Chicago by about 4 cents. But when you look at the spreads with Chicago versus Kansas City or versus Minneapolis, just over the last 2 weeks since this surge in the wheat market has happened, we've seen Chicago gain over Kansas City about 30 cents and over Minneapolis about 60 cents. And the reason I'm bringing this up, and specifically for Minneapolis, is when you look at the spring wheat area here in the United States and even in Canada, we've had it much above normal precip so far this year. The planting progress is pretty much on track. The potential for the spring wheat crop to be big is very large. Now, of course, we still have to get through the growing season, but you're going to get this spring wheat crop off to a very good start. Now, spring wheat is being pulled higher by the winter wheats. I think this presents a unique opportunity for spring wheat farmers to at least sell what remaining old crop you have and start to book some sales for new crop if you feel comfortable doing that. I just think on its own, Minneapolis would not be moving this much higher at all. But these other issues going on are supporting primarily the winter wheat markets and, of course, the broader wheat market as well. But the potential for big production out of Canada and the United States is high, at least to start the growing season. We've got the winter wheat crop tour starting today in Kansas. That'll run through Thursday where we'll get the final numbers. We'll be getting updates throughout the day. I would imagine that they're going to be finding pretty good production in the central and south central part of Kansas. And as you get further west, the lower those yields will go. But I wouldn't expect to see any major surprises. They are fairly accurate at assessing what yields will be. So this will be important to the market to take a look at that. We had the crop progress and conditions out yesterday afternoon. For winter wheat nationwide, we're sitting at 50% good to excellent, which is unchanged from last week. Porta Very Poor was up 2 at 18%. In Texas, we're at 42% good to excellent. That's down 6. 23% Porta Very Poor was up 4. Oklahoma, 53% good to excellent. That was up 1. 12% Porta Very Poor was up 5. Kansas, 31% good to excellent, down 1. 35% Porta Very Poor, up 2. In Nebraska, 79% good to excellent. That's up 12 on the week. And Porta Very Poor was down 2 at 3%. In Montana, 46% good to excellent. That was up 9 on the week. 5% good to, Porta Very Poor was unchanged. So you can see just the further north you go, the better it gets. And I think that with all the rain that Montana is getting, they're on track for, you know, big winter wheat production, probably some pretty respectable spring wheat production too. And the same thing with North Dakota. For spring wheat plantings nationwide, we're at 61%. That's 13 points ahead of the average. Montana is at 63% planted. That's up 7 over the average. North Dakota is at 49%. That's up 15 over the average. South Dakota at 88%. That's up 15 over the average. Minnesota at 71%. That's up 30 over the average. For soft wheat, we've got Idaho at 88% planted. That's up 4 over the average. Washington at 98% planted. That's up 8 over the average. And sticking with wheat for the moment, as far as headed out goes, we're way ahead of normal on hard red winter wheat and soft red wheat. Texas is at 88% headed out. That's 3 points ahead of the average. Oklahoma at 95% headed, 13 ahead of the average. Kansas, 73% headed. That's up 30 over the average. Nebraska's at 5% headed. That's only up 2 over the average. In soft red wheat, we got Illinois 83% headed. That's 29 points ahead of the average. Missouri is at 90% headed. That's 31 points ahead of the average. Ohio's at 36% headed, 29 points ahead of the average. So everything is running way faster than normal. So we'll be cutting here faster than normal as well. So would we look, normally we get our seasonal lows in hard red winter wheat right around mid-June, perhaps it stretches into early July. You know, this year I would say, you know, at least by mid-June you're going to see that if we continue on this pace. The cutters are going to have to be moving fairly quickly to get this wheat cut with this this far ahead of average. For planting progress for the row crops, for corn, we're at nationwide, we're at 49% planted. That's 5 points behind the average. Iowa's at 57% planted. That's 13 points behind the average. Illinois at 42% planted, 14 behind the average. Indiana, 57 planted, 13 behind the average. Minnesota is on pace at 56% planted. That's a steady with their average. So you can see we started out ahead of normal, and we've just had rain delay after rain delay, and now we're starting to get behind in plantings. Similar story for soybeans nationwide. We're at 35% planted. That actually is 1 point ahead of the average. Iowa, 39% planted, 11 points behind the average. Illinois, 39%, 4 behind the average. Indiana, 34%, 4 points ahead of the average. Minnesota at 26% planted, 8 points behind the average. Missouri is at 36% planted. That's 11 points ahead of the average. So you can see on the perimeter of the Midwest, they're doing okay. But right in the heart of the Midwest, there's just been so much rain, they haven't been able to get back in the field. And that forecast looks like it's going to continue to bring rain kind of intermittently, but for the next 2 weeks, we've got kind of wave after wave. So hopefully it'll dry out enough to get in the field in between those rains, but it is looking like you're going to get a fair amount of corn planted past that May 20 time window, and that would push pollination deep into July, late July. So that's a concern, of course, but for now, you know, the market's going to look at this as rain makes grain. We don't see prevent plant really being talked about too much. You know, the dry areas of the western Midwest have just seen a huge benefit to this rain, and I just don't see the market getting too worried about not getting the crop in the field just yet. And one other thing, Brazil's CONAB put out their supply-demand estimate this morning for corn production. They're at 111.6 million tons. That's up 0.7 from last month. Their exports, they left unchanged at 31 million tons. For soybean production, 147.7 million. That's up 1.2 over last month's estimate. And exports, they bumped them up about 300,000 to 92.5 million tons. For wheat production, 9.0 million tons. It's down 0.7 from last month. Imports, they raised a half a million ton to 6 million tons. It's interesting that they left soybean production, and in fact, while they raised it 1.2, with all the flooding going on, all the private guys are shaving off 3 to 4 million tons because of the flooding in Rio Grande do Sul. But the crop report isn't quite factoring that in just yet. So moving forward, got the night session, started out a little bit higher in wheat. We did put in a new high, just barely taking out Monday's high, but it did reverse lower. We're down about a nickel, so we'll see where we start here. There's a lot of momentum to the upside in wheat. It does seem like we're accelerating here with that big day yesterday and a good strong day on Friday. If that's the case, then you would be looking for this market to run out of gas. Hedge funds are covering shorts furiously, and I think that they're trying to get square with the market, but that's a big driver of this rally as well, just short covering. So I would look for wheat to be finding a top here fairly quickly. Harvest is just around the corner, and that's going to be tough to rally the market during harvest. So this is a time window when, if the market's rallying into this early May window, we tend to be peaking around here as well. We've made it past the crop report by a full day. We'll see what we get here, but I really think these are presenting some great selling opportunities. And, you know, if you're concerned about more issues going on in Russia, which is a legitimate concern, you could always replace it with some call options. But this, I think, has presented some very nice selling opportunities. And again, especially for the spring wheat guys, where you're looking at potential big production coming out of North America, and you know the market is rallying into the spring. So this is a great opportunity for you guys. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.